No one thinks that a single act of violence is ever acceptable, least of all me. The hotels are where they are here in Chicago, as they are across the country, because of economic shutdown related to COVID-19. So that the premise of your very first question is fundamentally flawed and wrong. And you can have your opinion on it, but I got the facts. And what we're here to celebrate is the reopening of our city, the great enthusiasm that our residents and our tourists have. If you look at the actual facts, sir, what you're going to find is that on our weekends, when people are engaging in leisure travel, our hotels are seeing unprecedented levels of occupancy, in some instances higher than pre-pandemic. I think that speaks to the nature of our city and the value that people place in being here in the city. Another data point that maybe you're not aware of, but I will share with you. Over the course of this pandemic, we've had 32-plus relocations of corporate businesses to the city of Chicago, businesses that could have relocated anywhere but chose Chicago. Why? Because we have a great economy. We have a diversity of our economy. We have a great workforce, and they're happy to be here because of the values that they find in the city of Chicago. So the premise of your question, which is it's chaos everywhere, and the fact of the matter is, sir, which you also didn't point out, but I will, so we get this straight, is that we're actually seeing a decline in homicides and shootings. Yes, sir. You